Welcome to Markets Now. I'm Michelle Rook along with Vince Boddicker, Farmers Trading Company, on a higher day except for cattle futures. And Vince, let's talk about the higher day in the grain trade. First of all, soybeans, we got back above 15 yesterday and kept the momentum going today. But how much of it is just still concerns about this Argentina crop?
I think it's a lot of it. We got some pushes the last day or two on technical holding in the old crop. But looking at the new crop, you had Oil World come out on Wednesday and talking about a 34 million metric ton crop, everybody else looking 42 to 48. A huge difference. Whether it goes that way, we'll find out. Some of the things I looked at on Wednesday is Michael Cadoniere came out with some pretty, what I thought were pretty hefty numbers for the five states in South America, not even close to where Oil World came out. So we'll see how that all shakes out over the next few days.
Technically, how significant was it to get back above 15 in that March?
I think it's a significant one psychologically. The other day, we popped above it quickly to 15.06, went right back down hard, and then we came back late session, tried to do some of those same things yesterday, and finally held in there going home on a decent close on Wednesday. Yeah.
And as far as the meal market, it's driven by Argentina, but we're also hearing word that maybe Argentina is actually buying meal from Brazil. So that really confirms this tight supply there, doesn't it?
Oh, I think it does. And I don't think anybody's in doubt that we have some problems in that Argentine crop. And the thing I looked at it, and not trying to put a bullish tilt on it, was that if Argentina's short, as it looks like it is, they got lots of stuff right next door. It's not like they won't be able to come back and crush the meal and sell it like they usually do. There's just not their beans.
Yeah. Really a strong day in the wheat market as well. I think this is the third update. So is it technical, or are we trying to put some risk premium in that market?
I think it's both. Technically, Chicago held recent lows. The Minneapolis and Chicago didn't, which was negative. But when we look at Tuesday and Wednesday, we had new all-time highs of wheat in India. They came back and going to take about 3 million out of their reserves to maybe hold prices down. And then you come back on Thursday talking about renewed airstrikes into Ukraine. You take all of that and you look at the Indian thing. The only thing I think is interesting is you really haven't heard anything from anybody that we've got a problem. So where did it come from all of a sudden?
Yeah. So did corn just follow wheat then? And was it trying to put in a little bit of that risk premium because of what you talked about with the war too, or not?
I think corn followed somewhat, but technically there was some cyclical lows due ideally on Monday.
Okay.
Tuesday time frame. You got down around 660 support in the old crop. You know, we did close above 680 today. So far, the last two times we rallied, we can never get more than one higher close over 680, and then it falls back. So if we keep going, maybe we've got a shot at 698 to $7. I think it might be tough short term in here to think we do a lot more than that.
Yeah, we usually run into either resistance, profit taking, or farmers selling up at that point, it seems like.
Right.
Okay, cattle market. We did see a higher day yesterday, except for the February contract, but lower today. Are we just consolidating, waiting for cash trade?
I think the market has a feeling that it's the packers trying to see if they can't press this thing lower. We did have a lower cash on Thursday. Looked like a buck, whether it's north or south. Not a good thing. I'm not sure it's a fall out of bed scenario when you look at a chart technically. I think last Thursday, the 19th, were some very significant bottoms. And unless something worldwide happens or economically, I don't think you take that out anytime soon.
I know there was a lot of calls for hope or hopes for steady cash this week. Was there a lot of dollar lower cash trade today?
I didn't think it was big volume, Okay. But you did see 54 in Texas and Kansas, 153 in Nebraska, which really surprised me. That could be as much as $2 lower than last week. But when you looked at the cutout value, the dress value, they stayed the same around 248.
But this is kind of a healthy correction in an overall big bull market, isn't it?
It is. And I don't think you're going to get a straight up thing. What it ever takes to get the cattle to that point, we'll find out. One of the things I think we want to watch is next Tuesday we have the semi-annual cattle inventory report. Some of the notes you read from people today was that maybe that cow herd's going to be down 4%.
Wow.
which would be huge. And if it is, that would be the smallest cowherd since 1962.
Well, if
You
that's
know,
confirmed, that could be
didn't
big.
see anything today. I think they're waiting to see if any of that happens before they jump on it.
Okay. Like I said, that could be a really big market mover. All right, hogs. Boy, I continue to talk about, where do we find the bottom? Where do we find some support here on the charts? What is it going to take to bottom this market? What do you think, Vince?
You know, as we look at it, you're 6 to 7 weeks behind a normal bottom in this, if not more. Product's been weak, cash has been weak. I really thought last week maybe a bottom, then you took it out. But today was one of those days that you're going to see when this thing reverses, especially in that April on back. And I think you might have put a bottom in on Thursday.
Oh, well, we got to get some follow-through on Friday, though, right, to confirm
I
that?
would agree with you on that, yes.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Vince Boddicker with Farmers Trading Company and Markets Now.